This week, the Philadelphia Orchestra is launching a mini-festival of new concertos, but instead of the typical violin, piano, or cello soloists, the orchestra's principal harp, bassoon, and flute will be out in front in pieces that, as the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports, promise to be anything but more of the same.
Anything but that kind of a piece.
Philadelphia Orchestra bassoonist Daniel Matsukawa knew what kind of concerto he didn't want. The result is a piece titled Pictures from a Floating World, more like a tone poem than a concerto, by Curtis Institute composer David Ludwig, whose recent music sounds like this.
My biggest pet peeve is shticks and gimmicks. So I think, David, we share in that feeling, in this sort of, we want to be able to play something that's soulful rather than, quote-unquote, a party act.
The individual sections have descriptive titles such as The Sunken Cathedral or Sirens, not from Police, but from the mythical women whose songs made sailors wreck their ships. None of the concertos are typical. The Concerto for Flute and Orchestra by the Iranian-born Behzad Rajbrahn, written for Jeffrey Kaner, is likely to have a significant Persian influence. Tandun's piece, titled Nushu, has video screens capturing an ancient secret language that women in China speak amongst themselves. Arpist Elizabeth Hanen describes it as a documentary concerto.
The creative process is him oftentimes filming things and documenting things, and that's exactly what he was doing. And he really gets the inspiration from those moments. And then he writes the music at the very end.
The pieces have all been in the pipeline for years, and when they all seem to be reaching fruition around the same time, music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin wanted to conduct them all. So they're scheduled on the same weekend, alternating from night to night, two at a time. He loves the fact that they're so wildly different.
I have a responsibility to showcase various styles of composing. With new music, with living composers, it's not that you can do whatever you like, but that there is this openness from the composers I've always encountered, being very open to the dialogue with the conductor and with any musician at how to make the piece work even better.
Last season, two out of three scheduled new pieces never materialized. With Tan Dun, there's the opposite problem. There's too much of it.
We are working on this right now, talking almost daily to Tan Dun at this moment to understand his vision, instead of just saying we want to cut. So I don't want to compromise his story, and we need to make it more powerful so that people don't get lost in it.
Sometimes, though, I wish Nézet-Séguin wasn't so responsible. What kind of new music does he like? His answer was the Pierre Boulez-Olivier Messiaen school, which some listeners consider complicated and oblique. But with him conducting, it might be very different. It might even change the course of those composers' performance practice. Remember, Yannick hasn't lost an audience yet.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.